long before you do this, someone at Starbucks has done this. It's the spit and polish of coffee making. You're inside the cupping room at Starbucks World Headquarters in Seattle. This is where the coffee that eventually makes it into your hand first gets vetted.
We evaluate flavor with coffee to make sure that they are of the quality that we want and that we're going to be able to use them the way that we want in our coffee blends and as single origin offerings.
Today they're testing 40 coffees, and this is a light day. Sometimes this table is crammed with hundreds of glasses, each one a little different, each one needing a taste.
I start with the basics, and I do look for that those scientific pieces, the acidity, the body, the flavor, and the complexity.
Only 20 people worldwide have this job for Starbucks. These three work here in Seattle. They begin by grinding the beans. Next comes a shot of boiling, purified water. Then they stir the finished product.
That's going to release the steam from the top that's been building up underneath, so you're going to get a real good sense of what the coffee's going to taste like.
Inhale the aroma.
I'm going to just do a real good agitation to the top, and then what's going to happen is it's going to saturate the grounds, and then the grounds are going to fall to the bottom of the cup.
And skim the froth. Only after that does coffee meet palate.
It's not really about how loud you slurp. It's not really about how violent you slurp, actually. It's all about atomizing the coffee to make sure it kind of sprays around your mouth. You get the total mouthfeel and also gets into your olfactory so that you can actually evaluate the flavor fully at that point.
These are not people you'd want to invite over for coffee. If they don't like it, they spit it out. And if they do like it, they spit it out. They have some of the most sophisticated coffee palates in the world. They can actually tell from the taste where a cup of coffee was grown. And Starbucks listens closely to what the cuppers, as they're called, have to say.
We say that some people have a golden tongue in the building, and if they like it, you know, they pretty much know what's going to do well.
It's probably the only job where burning your tongue means you have to take a sick day.